Ladies and gentlemen.
Vegas, are you with me out there?
Welcome to the Chet Buchanan Show.
Woo-hoo!
Yeah, and welcome to Wednesday, the 18th day of June, 2025. A Wednesday that feels kind of like a little baby Friday.
Uh-huh.
I wonder how many people are actually getting Juneteenth off because they signed it into they made it a federal holiday last year.
Yeah, Jessica, maybe.
Our company's taking it.
Yeah.
And I was like, okay, cool.
Let's go.
Yeah.
A little surprise day off.
Commemorate, celebrate.
Absolutely.
Recognize.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It's going to be nice. If you were smart, like a couple of my friends, they were like, then we took Friday off as well. And I was like, way to go, dude. But we're committed. We're professionals. We would never do such a thing.
I'm not going to say that our effort's not going to be all the way there on Friday. No, you know how it goes. Everybody knows how it goes. We'll get in here. We kind of only have one speed anyway. Some days, if the whole thing falls apart, right around 8:30, we fall apart with it.
Yeah.
Every once
in a while. We go with the flow.
We'll give it a solid, you know, push.
Always.
Dude, I'm so excited. Went and just did a little, site visit. Did a little get my eyes on it for 702 day.
Yeah.
Had lunch at Whiskey Stadium, across from Allegiant. Man. This is going to be so good.
Let's go.
It's going to be so good. The sidewalk, we don't even have to shut down a street or anything. I mean, we could. If this thing ever got big enough where we needed for the world's shortest parade.
Yeah.
And the world's onlyest 702 day parade. So here's how it works. If you haven't heard this thing yet. So we're going to celebrate. We realize nobody's celebrating 702 day properly.
Mm-hmm.
You know, not in a large fashion.
Not the way it deserves.
July 2nd. 702, our area code. Do I really have to explain this? So we're explaining we're celebrating 702 day, and we're just throwing a party from 4 to 6 that day at Whiskey Stadium across from Allegiant. And so we're going to do a show in the morning, like normal.
Mm-hmm.
Then in the afternoon, we'll do another show. We're going to get Brew the Day off. And we'll do another show where we'll do all of this stuff that we do in the morning. We'll do it in the afternoon in front of a live audience.
So fun.
Could be 2, could be 2 million. I don't know how many people are going to show up to this thing. Although I understand that there's already a group of folks, Mandalay Bay, just right across the bridge, right? That are already looking for a way to get out of work early so that, 'cause shift change hits right about 4.
And they want
to come straight over.
Come on over.
Yeah, that they were already asking.
That's awesome.
If it was a thing, we were like, how much room do you need? Where do you want to go?
Yeah. Oh, it's going to be great.
To be honest with you, they were actually calling in a favor to corner office Gina, okay, our big boss.
Yeah.
True story. Been talking about this for 2 days. They were asking, can you get us in to 702 day?
Oh my God.
As if that might be a problem.
Right, right. So they called the big boss. Please.
And said, can you get us in to 702 day?
Oh yeah.
Which is great. Cause honestly, I don't know how this thing's gonna go.
Yeah.
But then there's a perfect sidewalk right outside towards the end of the show. We all walk out. Bring musical instruments if you got them.
Mm-hmm.
Doesn't matter what it is. We're going to play one note, take one step, and go back inside.
Bye.
It'll be great.
It's going to be awesome.
It'll be great. In fact, if we wanted to get really daring, we could do it on the sidewalk that's out, you know, that's literally out in front.
Oh.
I mean, I'm looking at the side one for safety.
I feel maybe for the first one. We like vibe it out with safety. Maybe not. Maybe we do just go all out.
I don't know what that street is.
Yeah.
That one street that's right next to Allegiant.
Uh-huh.
You know, that goes between Whiskey and Allegiant.
Yeah.
I don't know, you know, and I don't want to run afoul of that.
Right.
And it didn't seem to be too busy.
Okay,
but there's,
good.
You know, there's a side street and there's a side sidewalk and the whole deal. Yeah.
Listen,
and
you lead it, we'll follow. Whatever street we end up on, we're committing to it. You tell us.
No one's ever said that to me before, and I, you know what? I'll take that responsibility.
Feel pretty cool?
I looked. Okay, you know what? You know those things that drum majors have, You know, when you got a drum major out in front of the band?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And they got that pole?
Oh, yeah.
It's actually called a mace.
Uh-huh.
So I was like, I got to get me one of those.
Get a mace?
Might have to borrow one.
You'll need the hat, too. The whole ensemble.
Sure, truly.
Don't half-ass it, Chet.
Yeah, okay. Well, where's your... Let me see your credit card.
Not him in a tuxedo on 110 degrees. Just let me,
again, we'll talk to you on the V's marching band. I'm sure they got one. Around.
Dude, my drummer might have one or something similar. I'll be like, come on, Chet needs it. Give it to me.
We'll put a little sticker.
No, you know how much those things are? Minimum $200.
Dang.
I know.
Well, the cloth,
Can you just hold a stick?
I didn't even look at that. Well, I suppose. But I mean, you know,
paint
whatever.
Paint it up?
Yeah, or maybe it just doesn't matter. maybe that's you know, one of those details that everybody, you know, when you fixate on the detail, and at the end of the day you go, why did I care about this? This might be that.
Yeah, but I think you'd look cool with a mace. I like this for you.
Sure. Not at $200.
No. We'll just DIY it.
I was thinking 25, 30. I was maybe. I was like,
tops.
My son has like 50 lightsabers in his room.
Good morning.
Stay close, P1s. Here's what's coming up on the Jeff Buchanan Show.
We rent the drum major mace and the drum major hat.
Well, because I looked up the costume joint. The band leader costume, you would literally, I mean, it's ridiculous, but you would kill in it. Like, I feel like if we're going to do it.
Yeah, like all of a sudden I disappear.
Yeah, and then you just
come back. I disappear for a couple of minutes and then you come back.
Full out.
Mm-hmm.
Check, that's hilarious.
No, you disappear and you walk in with the band.
Yo!
We are the band.
We are the band. We are the band.
I love your flair for the dramatic. Your idea.
We're all here, though.
The band is we.
He disappears and comes in with the band. Who is the three of us?
You walk back in with the band.
That's hilarious.
And you know, I'm thinking about this thing, too. It's like, how can we brand this thing? How do we get the Chet Buchanan Show logo on the rented costume? Can we get it in blue?
Yeah.
Does it come in blue?
I'm going to text my guy right now. He does all the best costuming in Vegas for everybody. He will have one for you.
Your guy, he'll want to make one.
No, he'll probably have one because he does everything in Vegas.
It's just in. Does he also have like a lion tamer, you know, ringmaster?
Why, they're all the Adrian? Same. Adrian could be the ringmaster. He could be the band leader.
No, they're all the same.
Oh.
It's the same costume.
Oh, God. Oh, yeah, it is.
Same costume, different
yes,
hat.
It is.
It's just different. Swap out the hat. It's fine. Black top hat? No.
Yeah.
Big, tall, fuzzy Pope hat?
Yeah.
Yes.
No mace. Switch out the whip for a mace. Easy.
Yeah, you get it.
I got it now.
Yeah, you understand. Sure, same boots.
First pick on the Chet Buchanan Show.
Let's start off.
On 98.5
KLUC. Just for fun, we threw in the New Kids tickets today. 702-364-9898.
Yeah, my head went from phone. I got excited.
Jackie O'Brien from Silverado Ranch. I was realizing the other day, is everybody now trying to call Silverado Ranch South Point?
Oh.
Ew.
I know. That's what I thought. That was my thought. Ew.
Yeah.
Like, what are you doing? Because Silverado Ranch is not South Point. I mean,
yeah, Silverado
I
guess
Ranch. The west end of Silverado Ranch, I suppose, right?
Or we just have the South Point Casino.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which is Silverado Ranch adjacent. Yeah.
Morning, guys.
Hey, Normal or Nope, Denise in Southern Highlands, which is also, you know, on the other side of the freeway from you, says, I have no idea how much money my fiance makes. We live together, but we keep our finances separate. He pays the rent and utilities. We split everything else. We both have full-time jobs in the mortgage business. That's how we met. My friends say that I should know how much money he makes before we get married, but I say don't fix it if it isn't broken. I kind of have a pretty good idea because we're in the same business, so who cares? Is this normal or...
I think it's... I don't think it's wrong, but I don't think it's necessarily normal either.
I don't think it matters.
I'm sorry.
I don't think it matters.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I was trying to think how it worked with Amy and I. And she was executive pastry chef down on the strip. And the only reason I cared, the only reason I really cared about how much money she made was because I didn't know. I mean, like, yeah. I was curious. Like, I was, how much is that job worth? Mm-hmm. And quite honestly, if you're executive pastry chef and you're overseeing, what was it, 6 properties, it pays pretty well.
Yeah. Yeah.
Except when you're a woman and when you're a woman and you're not European, they screw you.
As long as he's paying his part for the bills.
Yeah, the only time it mattered to me, I never cared. I do my own thing, and so does Lisa. It was when we decided to, like, if we were potentially going to have children, get married. I wanted to, like, for safety concerns, like, know where we were kind of at together with, like, the big decisions. Yeah. Other than that, I don't care.
It's good to know. It's good to have a good idea.
Yeah, like an idea, but it doesn't make or break.
You don't have to know. Adrian, do you have to know?
You don't have to know all the specifics, but, you know, ballpark.
Yeah, I think.
Yeah.
That's all right. Nita, which is great. I love that name. Nita.
Yeah.
Not Anita. Not Tina. Nita. I say goodbye to my dog every morning before I leave for work. I also leave the radio on. It's you guys. So that he has some company.
Which is like,
hi, Nita's dog. I wish she'd have told us what her dog's name was. Hi, Nita's dog. You're a good boy. You're a good boy.
Yeah.
You're a good boy.
He loves it.
Hey, is this normal or nope?
Normal.
Yeah, we do the same thing.
It's so normal. And Lisa had this meditation music on, my fiance, the other day. Wife, to the dogs. I know. I walked in to get something because I forgot it. And the dogs were chilling to this meditative music I'd never heard it before. And I was like, girl, we are a mess. I just walked out. I was like,
dogs are sleeping.
Yeah.
Calmly.
They were like vibing.
Nothing's been chewed on. Nothing. They're not fighting.
Yeah. There's you like some crystals?
There's no messes. Yeah. It's all good. Dogs have learned how to light their own incense.
Yes.
It's great. It's great. Okay. I'm going to preface this one with Jackie. Congratulations on your New Kids on the Block Right Stuff residency tickets. Dolby Live, 702 Day. You are required to come to 702 Day at Whiskey Stadium first. Let me buy you a drink before you go to the show. Can we agree to that?
Absolutely.
Okay. Then you're also the last one in for the grand prize, the 2 barstool seats on stage and the 2 meet and greet passes. So we might swap ours for yours. You know, I mean, you get how that works.
I would certainly appreciate that.
And since, we'll see what we can do. It's really all up to Jasmine now up in the front office. You don't know her, but you will.
I love Jasmine.
Excellent.
Okay.
See, so here we go.
Well done.
There we go. BF, they're not leaving their name, their initials. BF, who lives in Aliante, says, I lick potato chips before I eat them. I don't do it in public, but I lick my potato chips. I lick all the salt off before I eat them. Is this normal or nope? Or do we really have to answer this?
3, 2, 1. Normal people have normal lives. The Jeff Buchanan Show.
Yeah, what you think is not a
mic from 6 to 10 a.m.
Okay.
On 98.5 KLUC.
Turn it up.
There's no secret of my love for the game of hockey. One of the things that I super love about hockey is that there's all kinds of mess talking that goes on. Mm-hmm. They call it chirping in the game.
Oh.
Call it chirping.
Okay.
And at times there's just a good solid troll job. Last night, the Florida Panthers won their second straight Stanley Cup, defeating the Edmonton Oilers 4-2. Edmonton had adopted Pink Pony Club. It was,
right.
Remember I told you a few weeks ago?
That's right.
So they were kind of making their playoff run. Some guy thought it was funny one night to put Pink Pony Club on in the locker room after they had won.
Mm-hmm.
The guys are all singing at the top of their lungs, and it's ridiculous.
It's awesome.
And so all the Edmonton fans picked up on it.
Hilarious.
Right? Well, it won't take too much of a search for you to see the locker room last night. Boys have a few beers, you know, a little champagne being sprayed around. You know, the typical locker room scene.
Of course.
Guys with no sweater, you know, no sweaters. All the just their gear underneath.
Uh-huh.
On, and the goggles.
Yeah.
And just, it's the whole thing's just a you-know-what uh-huh. show. And them, the Florida Panthers, not the Edmonton Oilers, singing Pink Pony Club.
Stop it.
At the top of their lungs. Little troll job.
Oh, my. You know what? I don't really understand hockey, but the pettiness I've signed up for completely.
Oh, no. Oh, it's super petty, and that's why you love it. That's part of why you love it. And by the way, there's two times out of the year that you can count on me crying, and not just a little. The end of Toy Drive.
Uh-huh.
And when they raise the Stanley Cup. Florida did so. The other thing about hockey that's really cool is at the end of a long, hard-fought playoff series, the players line up and shake hands. At the end of it, you've called each other's mothers horrible things.
You knocked each other's teeth out.
Yeah, you've poked eyes. You've the whole knot. You know, you punched each other in the face.
Yeah,
hit each other with sticks. Mm-hmm. All of those things, and then you line up and shake hands.
Okay.
And then there's a code, and there's honor. And there's really cool stuff that happens within the game, right?
Yeah.
And that, one thing that happened last night.
The Jeff Buchanan Show.
I listen every morning. I laugh all the way to work. Whenever I'm in the car, I'm just laughing the whole time.
98.5 KLUC.
Sorry, we were doing 702 Day stuff. 2 weeks from today is 702 Day. It's our first ever 702 Day celebration. We're very excited about it. It's also a good excuse to extend out July 4th celebrations, if you know what we're saying.
Exactly.
Whiskey Stadium. That's that big, you know, the big signs across from Allegiant, just west of Allegiant.
Oh, yeah.
That's Whiskey Stadium.
Mm-hmm.
Where you park there to go to UNLV games, Raider games and whatnot. We're throwing a big party there in 2 weeks' time.
Yeah.
Awesome. We'll tell you more in just a little bit. We got to do good feeling stories of the day.
Oh, sometimes I get a good feeling. Yeah.
Brought to you by Mike Lehman and Diamond Jewelers, the Diamond and Wedding Ring Store. You may or may not have paid attention last night to the Florida Panthers beating the Edmonton Oilers 4-2 in the Stanley Cup Finals. Florida has won back to back Stanley Cup championships.
Jeez.
Which I don't know if I like them more for beating Edmonton or if I hate them more, you know, because then
uh-huh.
we beat them.
Yeah.
And then apparently we made them mad because now they won 2 straight. Whatever.
We were their motivation to win.
Yeah, you know.
Backfired.
There are two times every year that you can count on me shedding tears. At the end of Toy Drive at some point, usually when Terribles comes,
mm-hmm.
that's a giant dopamine adrenaline dump, you know? And then when they raise the Stanley Cup, it just gets me.
Yeah.
I love stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
The Florida Panthers last night did something that I don't recall seeing other teams do. So usually what happens is... Well, every time what happens is the captain goes over and gets the cup. They get it first. The captain skates around with it.
Mm-hmm.
And then you hand it off and everybody gets to take a lap around the ice with the Stanley Cup.
Yeah.
It's an amazing thing.
Mm-hmm.
And just the pure joy and exhilaration and just sure. the triumph of it. That's the part that gets me. Usually the captain will hand it to... somebody who maybe has been a big storyline leading up to it, longtime veteran that's never won a cup, you know, something like that, or a big star, and it's always a big deal. Who's he going to hand it to first?
Mm-hmm.
It's always a big deal.
Mm-hmm.
Florida, and the one thing that I love about this too is they practiced this. They somebody sat down and said, "This is how we're going to do this." And they, instead of giving it to the big stars and everybody first, they gave it to the guys who were not on the team last year and guys who had never won a cup before.
Oh, my gosh.
And they let them skate with it first. And the first of those guys was literally Golden Knights legend. I mean, he's a guy that everybody just absolutely loved. Nate Schmidt. ended up playing for Florida this year. And he was the first one that Captain Alexander Barkov handed the cup to. And I screamed.
I
just did.
I got to tell you, my mother-in-law, I think it's just so funny because she's 80, is obsessed the way she just loves it. She called Lisa on the phone yesterday and she said, Lisa, I have to talk to somebody. And Lisa goes, okay, Mom, I'm also just in the other room. She goes, I know, listen. And she was passionate to talk to her. It was hilarious, but she was like,
about
this
the
is
cup?
Incredible. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's just funny that a sport can move an 80-year-old woman, Armenian woman, who like does it play. Do you know what I'm saying? Like, that's the beauty of hockey.
And she just needed to reach out and talk to somebody.
Yeah. And she was just 20 feet away, but she wanted to call her daughter and tell her about it.
Greatest trophy in sports. And truly, that's why I think hockey's the greatest game. And you hear about Matthew Tkachuk from, you know, love him or hate him, but talking about how he had one of the muscles on your side, like pulled away from the bone. Or I don't know, what's an adductor muscle? Adrian, what's an adductor muscle? Do you know?
I have no idea.
Me neither. I should know. I feel like I should know.
Yeah.
But it had pulled away from the bone, and he had a hernia after the Four Nations tournament back in February. Okay.
Yeah.
And they got him healthy enough to play in the Stanley Cup.
Dang.
Another guy, Alexander Barkov, the captain, sliced his hand open. And nobody says anything till it's done. And then they go, yeah, I've been playing the whole time.
Oh, my God.
I've been playing the whole time with a gash in my hand. Another dude had a grade 2 MCL whatever. And he's going to need surgery, right? And yet played and played well in the Stanley Cup Finals.
It's unbelievable.
In fact, was he the guy? Sam Reinhart. He scored 4 goals last night. With a grade 2 MCL.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Vegas, are you with me out there?
Welcome to the Jeff Buchanan Show.
Woo-hoo!
It just struck me. We are 2 weeks away from 702 day. Very, very excited. For Whiskey Stadium, right across from Allegiant Stadium. First ever 702 day parade and the world's shortest parade. Literally one step, one note. We got...
That's right.
The kazoos are... So if you have a musical instrument, bring it to Whiskey Stadium 2 Wednesdays from now. And then if you don't, we'll have 100-some-odd kazoos.
Yeah.
I got a good deal on them.
Listen, and they look incredible.
They were like a buck each. Yeah, and they actually... Not available in stores, kids. Collector's item.
Yeah.
Chet Buchanan Show kazoo.
That's right. You're not going to want to miss it.
My wife is like... And my wife goes, you should make shirts. And I'm like, babe, how much of the budget do you want to spend right now? You want to go on vacation this summer or don't you?
Yeah. It's because those are nothing, babe.
Yeah, you want to go visit your aunt in Chicago or you want shirts? What's it going to be?
And what did she say?
Honestly, she was leaning towards shirts.
So Amy, go on vacation.
She knows.
Of course.
Yeah. No, she knows. But it was like.
That's hilarious.
I was like, all right. She wants us to have official band shirts. For the 702 day parade.
I love it.
And I'm not,
write it down for next year.
Well, how quick can we turn them? If I decided to do it today, could we turn them in time, do you think?
Maybe.
2 weeks?
Sure.
Can you get a couple hundred shirts in 2 weeks?
Sure.
God. You'd have to get sizes. You'd have to get a bunch of sizes.
Yeah, we'll just do kazoos.
Yeah, I'm going to do kazoos.
We're just going to have a blast. Easy, fun.
Let's see how this turns out.
Yeah.
I'm not, you know what? I'm not buying 200 kazoos, 15 people show up.
Yeah.
3 of them are in this room.
The other 4 are the people we know, our partners in Sire. What's up?
Danimal, who's got to set everything up. Or whoever draws the short straw and has to set everything up.
I can
up
see
that
if my
day.
Niece is busy, she might come.
Like, yeah, like there's more servers than there are people that show up. God, that would be depressing.
But also on brand.
That would hurt my feelings.
One note, one step.
And nobody. And the Chet Buchanan Show ghost band.
Listen, we can make anything work, okay? We won't worry at all.
And technically, since this is the first one, it will still end up being the biggest 702 parade ever. So
I like how you're thinking. No, I like that.
To think, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, stay positive.
Yep.
Stay positive. Stay That's upbeat.
Right. Yeah.
With all of that. Mm-hmm. Hey, by the way, 708 on Wednesday, the 18th day of June. She's Michaela Gordon. He's Adrian Hernandez. Shall we get going with Michaela's Hometown Throwdown?
Yes.
As we're 2 weeks away from 702 Day and our celebration at Whiskey Stadium across from Allegiant. I did a little site visit yesterday. For the record, have the hot chicken sandwich. It's phenomenal.
So you're going to say have the hot chick, and I was like, Rod, yes, hot chicken sandwich.
Yeah, not bad.
Hear that.
Not bad, but the hot chicken sandwich.
Also good.
Yeah. Chet told me to have the hot chick. That's probably not going to go over well. Got to be honest. They might find you disrespectful.
Yeah. Just blame it on me, guys. That was my bad.
I don't think they allow that there.
Chet was harmless.
You know what? If you're in the market for that, head across the street, CH3. Tracy Horse 3 is right across Russell.
That's our after party spot, so stay alive.
I'm scheduling that.
Let's stick with what we got.
Yep.
I think we got enough to deal with right
Hear
now.
That. Mm-hmm.
So anyway, like I was saying, Michaela's Hometown Throwdown. Big KB is our brand new champion.
Oh, yeah.
He resides in Cadence. Got them their fifth win overall. Put them up into a tie with Summerlin South, Coronado, Anthem, Southern Highlands, Southwest, Southwest, Inspirata, and Cadence Hall with 5 wins overall. Mountains Edge was 6. Then you got to jump way up. Wagon Wheel and Hendertucky tied with 10. Centennial Hills has 12. Best of the West and Rhodes Ranch have 13. Silverado Ranch with 15. Aliante with 20. And Sunrise Manor,
City of Champions,
23 wins overall to lead the way.
Yes.
Big KB, our brand new champion. You want to take him on in Michaela's Hometown Throwdown? Well, you best call 702-364-9898. Four, count them, four reserved seats to our advanced screening of F1, the movie. Brad Pitt is 80 years old and still looks good.
Yep.
By the way, who's older, Brad Pitt or Tom Cruise? Aren't they about the same?
Oh, I think Tom Cruise is.
How old's Tom Cruise? 60?
Maybe.
Isn't he 60?
Hang on.
You look up Brad Pitt, I'll look up Tom Cruise.
Brad's in his 50s, I think.
Tom Cruise is 62 years old.
Damn.
Brad Pitt is 61 years old.
Damn. Doesn't Brad Pitt look way better than Tom? And I'm not shining. Tom Cruise looks great. Brad Pitt still looks like Brad Pitt. You know what I mean?
I mean, Brad Pitt's just a beautiful human being. Like, he's just beautiful.
I think
he
got a facelift, too. That's the top,
yeah, whoever
top
did
town.
His work did a good job.
Yeah,
send me the number.
Yeah. For all a right. F1, the movie, starring the very attractive Brad Pitt at AMC Town Square next Tuesday. We'll get you tickets right now, 702-364-9898. Michaela's Hometown Throwdown, brought to you by Three Square. Las Vegas Restaurant Week is extended to this Friday. Visit restaurantweeklv.org to find out more.
The Jeff Buchanan Show.
Oh my God, you know what I want.
98.5 KLUC.
All right, it's Michaela's Hometown Throwdown. Welcome back. You know what, man? I like seeing Big KB as the champion of Michaela's Hometown Throwdown. For all the service that he's provided to the P1s over the years, all the good advice, all the hot takes and everything, I like seeing the man in the winner's circle. I like it. Big KB, how are you?
I'm too blessed to be stressed.
Yes!
That's what I'm talking about. Adrian, who's our challenger?
That'll be Lorelei Bradley representing North Las Vegas.
I like that. Mm-hmm. I like that. That's a name of a star right there. Lorelei Bradley.
Yeah, it is.
What do you do for a living?
I'm a front desk receptionist.
Oh, yeah. No, that's good. You should be the first person that people see.
Face of the company.
Yeah. You should be the one making an impression.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, with that name, she is.
Yeah. What kind of company?
It's a Del Webb community.
Oh, I got you. Oh, nobody's messing with Lorelei. They come in there all hot. They're coming in hot. They're mad about something. And Lorelei just chills them straight out.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Let me get you to somebody who can handle your problem.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, she's good luck.
Go.
All right. Everybody buzz in with your name when you think you know the answer, but don't answer until we call on you because you may think you got in first, but you might not have heard the other person. First 1 to 3 wins the game, and your quiz master is the one, the only, the commissioner, because her last name is Gordon, Michaela Gordon.
Thanks to a stripper and Charlie Sheen, this actor was set up with an unlikely agent who gave him a few auditions and now years later is starring in the new F1 movie. What's his name?
KB.
KB got in first, just barely.
Brad Pitt.
Are we talking about Brad Pitt?
Yeah.
What? What
yeah.
is this? What? Okay, wait. What is this story?
He used to have these odd jobs, and one of them was driving the stripper around. And she was friends with Charlie Sheen, and for whatever reason, they hooked him up with an agent, some random agent, got him a few auditions.
Because he's so pretty.
Because he's so beautiful. And literally, that is how he, like, began his actual career.
And that was his deal. He had moved from Missouri. I remember he's from Missouri.
Uh-huh.
And he had moved out. He had moved out to L.A. and just...
Yeah.
Wow. Is that and crazy? He was driving a stripper.
Yeah. He drove up. He dressed up like a chicken. He did all these very weird, odd jobs.
I remember the chicken costume mm-hmm. story.
Yeah.
Okay. Can I tell you something else?
Yeah.
It's still going to show up in The More You Know Before We Go at some point. Did you know he has a brother named Doug?
No.
His brother Doug. Hang on. I'm trying to find it. His brother Doug.
That's wild.
Is a goodwill ambassador for Tanzania. And in 2011, Doug Pitt sounds made up. Doug Pitt. Yeah. Yeah, I'm Brad's brother. No, you're not.
I know.
Liar. Became the first American to climb Mount Kilimanjaro and then descend by mountain bike.
Oh, my God.
Whoa. Wow.
Those boys are talented and beautiful.
Yeah. Hey, you're related to Brad? Yeah, I'm his brother. No, you're not.
Yeah, especially like...
Shut up.
Around Tanzania, he's like, but I am.
Shut up, you liar. Okay, I'll sleep with you anyway, but still.
Still.
You don't have to say you're Brad Pitt's brother. I know, that's just
cool,
dumb.
Guy.
Yeah, just be... All right, champion up one zip.
This pop star's beloved Nona passed away, who appeared on one of her granddaughter's songs, making her the oldest person to make the Hot 100, but the star of Wicked says her Nona lived a good life. What's her name?
I know it, but I don't know it. Nothing?
No question.
Nobody?
Ah, crap!
Yeah, I saw this, but I don't remember who it was.
Ariana Grande.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, she's yes. so close with her Nona.
Yeah, she was 99. Yeah.
Good life.
All right. KB won the ever so fabulous Lorelai Bradley Squadoosh.
This singer, known for songs like Good Luck Babe, says she doesn't care if you hate her art.
Lorelai.
Wrong.
No, say it. You got to say the whole thing.
Come on.
Where do you go to get? Where do you go to get married? Not a church, but a
chapel.
So Rowan what's
chapel.
What's her name?
Rowan Chapel.
Lorelai, Bradley Lorelai.
Uh-huh. Come on.
Chapel Row. There we go. I know KB don't mind that. I gave her a little assist on that. All right, we're tied at one.
We give everybody love here.
Yeah.
That's right.
This on and off couple have announced their baby girl's name is Sage, making it...
It's not.
Sage.
It's Saga. Oh, no, it's awful. It's Saga.
It's Saga Fox Baker. That's her
Saga
name.
Saga Blade Fox Baker.
Ooh, wait a minute.
Oh, my God, dude. Okay, well, her mom is a super hot actress, and her dad's a rock star. What are their names?
And just give me one of them.
At least, yeah,
give me
just
the mom's
one.
Name. Give me the mom's name.
Lorelai.
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 To take
Megan
the lead.
Fox.
Megan Fox.
What?
Yes. Yeah, Machine Gun Kelly revealed the name of the baby girl he just welcomed with Megan Fox. And yes, it's as dumb as you'd expect. That's what it...
That's awful.
I didn't
Saga?
Write that. Saga? Saga Blade Fox Baker, because MGK's real name is Colson Baker.
Mm-hmm.
Here's what's really funny. So he put the baby's name in the caption of a video where he's playing music for her on an ukulele.
Mm-hmm.
He also said, thank you for the ultimate gift, Megan Fox. Back when Saga Blade was born, MGK posted, she's finally here, our little celestial seed. And people actually thought celestial seed was the baby's name.
Oh, my God.
And honestly, celestial, what? Okay, what's worse? Celestial seed or Saga Blade?
Saga Blade, they're going to call her Saggy.
Guys, she's going to star in an action movie. This is amazing.
Yeah, naked action.
Yeah, they didn't do her right.
Nudie action.
Poor little baby.
All right, who got that? So Lorelai did. Mm-hmm. Two for Lorelai, one for Big KB.
Who won the Stanley Cup title last night?
Big KB.
A Lorelai for the win.
Florida Panthers.
Is it the Florida Panthers for the win? Game over.
Yeah.
New champ.
KB, we love you.
Yeah, Big KB.
I love y'all. Yeah, I'll see y'all later.
Big KB,
yeah.
Big KB goes to the front of the line at all times with the Chet Buchanan Show. Can we mark you down as an RSVP as a yes? I believe you committed yesterday to being to make a personal appearance at 7:02 day. Can we count on you, sir? All right. Good.
Absolutely.
All right, man.
Do you have an instrument?
We'll see you in a couple weeks. Yeah, do you have an instrument?
I'm going to play a kazoo.
Oh, good.
Okay,
yeah,
great.
We'll have one ready for you.
Mm-hmm.
All right, buddy. Have a great day.
Have a great day.
Thanks,
I love
guys.
Y'all.
We love you back.
Love you.
Lorelai Bradley, our brand new champion from North Las Vegas. Ow. How about that? And we're giving you not one, not two, not three, but four reserved seats to our advanced screening of F1, the movie, at AMC Town Square next Tuesday,
awesome.
Courtesy of our friends at Allied Global Marketing. Okay, so not tomorrow, because we have tomorrow off for Juneteenth.
Yep.
We'll see you back here Friday to defend your title, and we'll play for Battle for Vegas tickets on Friday, okay?
Okay, sounds good.
All right. We'll see everybody back here on Michaela's Hometown Throwdown.
The Jet Buchanan Show.
The morning show is better than coffee.
They're the best in the morning.
It's on every morning when I wake up.
98.5 KLUC.
All right, buddy. Who's taking our 177-second survey?
Davina Moran from GVR.
Thank you, Adrian Hernandez. Hello, Davina.
Hey.
Hey. Hey. Are you ready? This isn't as intense as others have been in the past. I think it's simple. I think we know. Do you get tomorrow off?
Yes, but actually I have a surgery tomorrow.
Oh, dang.
What kind of surgery?
To have some gold stuff removed.
Really?
Well, sorry, Mama. Mm-hmm.
That's wild. Is that an in and out?
I hope so.
Yeah, I think so.
Mm-hmm.
Gallstone, God, that's like your grandma has that surgery.
Yeah.
Right? You know what I mean? They couldn't, they can't go in like with a laser or something, just blast it out?
Well, they removed the gallbladder earlier February, and then they have to remove more, and then possibly another one. It depends.
Sister!
Ooh.
Are you feeling okay?
Well... I'm alive now.
It's like I feel a lot better if I get to go see Jack Eichel.
Let's make this happen.
Oh, Battle for Vegas
tickets.
Please. Make that happen. Hey, so, okay. I think we all agree. I don't know. I don't hate this as much as others do.
Okay.
MGK and Megan Fox had their baby. The name is Saga Blade Fox Baker. But when he first posted, he said, she's finally here, our little celestial seed. And a lot of people thought celestial seed was the baby's name. Would you rather name your baby Saga Blade or Celestial Seed?
Of course, Saga Blade. Celestial Seed sounds like something different.
True.
Yeah.
True. It sounds like how the baby was made.
Yes.
Yeah, I understand. Yeah, I understand what you're saying.
I would say Celestial Seed, and then I would just call her Celeste, and I would not ever say the rest of her name.
Look at the big brain.
Okay, I don't know where that came from.
What
okay.
just happened? Wow.
Iconic. Thank you.
I literally just got chills. That's genius.
Thank you. I don't know where it came. I didn't pre-think it.
It just came
out.
Like, I want to say an F word right now. Like, you're effing genius. I know,
Thank
right?
You.
They won't allow. The FCC still doesn't allow that.
The FCC won't let me be.
Do you think they missed an opportunity that they could have called her Sega Blade, and potentially gotten some sort of sponsorship?
Yeah, maybe.
True. Am I going to lawsuit?
I'm spitballing here.
Let the man breathe.
We're not calling the lawyers yet or anything. We didn't get to do this earlier when we played Normal or Nope for the first pick earlier this morning. Renee in North Las Vegas says, my boyfriend leaves a pair of socks and underwear in the glove compartment in his car. I don't know anybody else who does this. I don't think it's normal. He says, no, it's perfectly normal when you need them. He never, for the record, he never has.
Never needed them.
Okay, is this, and I'm going to change it as opposed to normal or nope, is this stupid socks and underwear in the glove compartment? Is this stupid or is this, you know, like he's like five steps ahead?
I'm thinking he's five steps ahead because there's always those emergency instances where you're not prepared for.
Yeah, when I went to Gay Pride this weekend, I've never in my life done this. I put on my shoe to see if I was going to like it with the outfit. I decided I did. I put the other shoe on. I got to the park. I realized I only had one sock on. Like in the midst of trying to see if I liked it, I was like, yep, let's keep going. Didn't put the sock on. Got a little blister from the stupid Converse I had on. Asked me last week, I would have been like, that's stupid. Now, yeah, socks in the glove compartment, 1 million.
Socks can perform a variety of, you know, they're versatile.
Yes, they are.
Socks can be used in a variety of ways. Sometimes, if you need the extra pair of underwear, you might be glad you had socks. You know what I'm saying? If it came down to it.
Uh-huh.
I think you got... know what I'm saying, Davina?
She does.
So, mm-hmm. I would just take this one step further. I would put them in a Ziploc bag.
Yeah, in a trunk.
Because you may also need the Ziploc bag if you need the socks to go with the underwear. No, I think it's kind of genius.
Yep.
All right, good. Battle for Vegas, July 12th at Las Vegas Ballpark. We've got a pair of tickets for you for that. And yeah, after everything you've been through, our fingers are crossed for you to win those sponsor party passes. So,
yeah.
All right.
Have a good surgery tomorrow. Yeah,
good luck tomorrow. Do you need a ride?
I already got one. My mom.
Okay.
Yeah, okay.
Good. Do you need somebody to stay with you and pick you up? Where are you having the surgery at?
Mm-hmm. Henderson Hospital.
Well, they're good people over there.
Yeah.
So you're in good hands.
Definitely. I agree.
All right. So we don't need to worry about you?
No worries. Okay.
Well, literally, if something goes sideways, call me. I'm not doing anything.
Yeah. I'll take you.
I will. I'll take you to the hospital. I'll sit there. I will. I'll just sit there and play on my phone until they tell me that you're okay to go home.
Oh, sweet. Thank you.
All right. Hang on one second.
Vegas, are you with me out there?
Welcome to the Jet Buchanan Show.
Woo-hoo! 5 on Wednesday morning, the 18th day of June, 2025. 2 weeks out from 702 day.
Let's go.
We'll be celebrating at Whiskey Stadium right across from Allegiant. From 4 to 6 in the afternoon, we're going to do a live broadcast. We're going to take this show. We'll do a show that morning. Mm-hmm. But then we're going to do another show in the afternoon live with you guys. So we'll do a relationship rehab. We'll do a 177-second survey. We'll do Michaela's hometown throwdown with a live audience. And then we'll have the first ever and the world's shortest 702-day parade. Mm-hmm. Bring a musical instrument if you got it.
Yep.
Man,
don't be intimidated.
No. And everything. I want to see a recorder.
Yeah.
I want a fourth grade recorder. I want to see a tuba. I want to see a French horn. I want to see piccolos, oboes, yes. Saxophones. Mm-hmm. Is your dad bringing his saxophone?
Yeah. I texted him.
Oh, okay. So he's already in?
Yeah. Well, he didn't have a choice. I said, this is where you need to be. And he was like, Michaela.
I've got a gig.
Bye, girl.
I've got a gig.
Yeah. I'm like, listen, post it. It's you're living your life. Just bring your saxophone, okay?
Honestly. Be worth it to show up at 702 to meet Michaela's dad. Yeah, all the people you've heard us talk about, like my wife will be there.
So true.
She will be there.
Yeah, DJ Lisa Pittman will be there. She'll want to hang out with Chet and Adrian more than
Michaela's
me.
Wife. No, she'll want to hang out with my wife.
Yeah. I'm like, hey, Lisa. She's like, I'm over here. Bye.
Oh, yeah. Leave us alone. Yeah, my wife and your wife will be in the back trying to be quiet.
Yeah. They're like, look at these idiots.
Trying to not. They want to talk to you, but they don't really want to talk to you.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
They do, but.
But they don't. Yeah. They're introverts.
Right. Adrian, who are you? Are you bringing the crew?
Yeah, the crew's coming.
Are you bringing Sire?
Yes, the crew's coming.
Oh, come and meet Sire.
Yeah. Is Jacoby coming?
Don't overwhelm him.
Yes.
Is Jacoby coming?
The whole crew's coming.
Yes.
Oh, good.
Love her.
So all of our significant others can hang out together.
Yeah. And
they
judge
like,
us.
Because they like each other more than they like us.
No, they'll be doing their own show.
Rightfully so.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And it'll probably be really good, actually.
There will be a fourth mic. We might want to just put that with them.
That's hilarious.
Yeah, it'll be good. And then at the end, the first ever 702-day parade, the world's shortest 702-day parade, we'll go outside, we'll take one step, we'll play one note. And that'll be it.
Easy.
And if you don't have an instrument, we have 150, I think. One of a kind. Can't find them in stores. Collector's items.
Right.
Chet Buchanan Show, kazoos.
Yeah, this is not a game. This is serious.
Did we? Saying a hobby. Did you ever hear about that? Pro golfer goes out with some guys just to get hammered and play golf for fun.
Yeah.
And apparently he chips in from the fairway on 18, right? And there's a bunch of people around. They had found out that this guy was out there playing, so there were a few people around. And I guess when he chips in, he screams at everybody because he's bombed. He screams at everybody, "This ain't a hobby, fellas!"
Oh, my God.
Yeah, it's fun. That's what boys do.
Yeah,
boys
I'm going to do it on stage tonight while I'm singing. This ain't a hobby.
This ain't a hobby. Well, I always tell everybody when I screw up on stage, I say, listen, I'm a professional. Do not try this at home.
Yes, good.
Listen, a lot of years, a lot of training. Uh-huh. I don't know if there's an answer for this. This may be one of those relationship rehabs where you call 702-364-9898. Because I don't know that there's anything you can actually do.
Okay.
But I also believe that there are plenty of us who have friends that act the way that Tina in Far Hills, the way that her friends act. Bunch of friends will not respond to texts in our group text thread. This has happened a few times. Most recently, I asked the girls if they wanted to grab drinks Thursday. They have it off too.
Great.
Maybe brunch.
Yeah.
Or at least a Wednesday happy hour.
Cute.
No response. I said we should all go to 702 day. I love that more than anything.
Love it.
I may have only picked this just because she said that. I said we should all go to 702 day. Crickets. It bugs the crap out of me. How do I address this without coming off like a bee? I don't think they're sending me a message. I mean, I don't think I'm being pushed out of the group or anything. And this whole, you just got to talk to them. That's all I'm doing. Nobody's talking back.
Does she say if they respond to her individually?
You know everything I know at this point.
Okay. Got it. Done.
We're all equipped with the same.
All right, I got my answer.
With the same. My assumption is no, because I'll play the game. You know, we always say you can't play the what if game.
Yeah, for sure.
Although this isn't really that. You said, did they respond individually?
Mm-hmm.
My belief would be no, because she would mention that.
Right.
Wouldn't she say
absolutely
that?
Absolutely. Mm-hmm.
So she's getting nothing.
Dang.
She's getting nothing.
Yeah, two events and no text.
Yeah. But I do have a thought.
Okay.
I do maybe have a thought.
Want to hear it?
You got friends like that? And do you have thoughts? We'd love to hear from you. 702-364-9898. It's Relationship Rehab, only on the Chet Buchanan Show and only on 98.5 KLUC.
Wake up, get up, take me everywhere you go. The Chet Buchanan Show. Listen live on the Odyssey app.
Download the Odyssey app and listen anywhere.
So Tina in Far Hills needs your help at 702-364-9898. A bunch of her friends will not respond to her in their group text thread. She says it's happened a few times. Most recently, I asked the girls if they wanted to grab drinks tomorrow because they have it off too.
Sure.
Maybe brunch, something like that, or at least Wednesday happy hour. Nothing. No response. I said we should all go to 702 day. ... Crickets, she says. Bugs the crap out of me, and kind of, in all honesty, bugs me too.
Yeah.
She says, how do I address this without coming off like a bee? So the obvious, the first part of this is like, well, they may be telling you something. She doesn't believe this is that. She doesn't think she's getting pushed out of the group. Well, you just got to talk to him, tell him how you feel. She's like, that's all I'm doing. Nobody's talking back.
Okay, you know I have the ugly lunch, pretty brunch text thread. And oftentimes we'll throw things in that we want to do. Just Monday, we were all supposed to do a yoga class together and I canceled because I didn't want to. And I will oftentimes think, most of the time, I think I'm responding because I do in my head when I read it and I just don't. But also, the problem with the group text is there's like six of us on there. If I say one thing, the chat lights up. And so it may feel like that for everybody. Like our phones will just go off.
Yep.
So I sometimes am hesitant to even start it to say anything because then all the girls say something or vice versa. Like whatever, it's all of us. So the group chats stress me out in general. I don't think it's a personal thing.
Is it a, is it also maybe an iPhone Android thing?
Maybe. Why do you say?
I don't know. I'm thinking maybe it's like hers. Not going, is it just not going
well,
through?
Well, you know what? I know with iPhones, most of us just like or heart the comment and then it mitigates all the time you have to spend saying anything. But on the Androids, you don't know. This happened to a friend of mine. His aunt had been texting him for a couple of months, so he would heart the comment.
Yep.
But she had an Android, so she thought he was ignoring her.
Mm.
And finally, she called and was pissed.
No, you still get a, you still get,
you. Do you now?
Because I'm an Android guy.
Okay. Did you always?
And my iPhone guys. Yeah, my iPhone buddies. This is the funny thing about that. I don't really have a concrete answer. I don't know. And Android also has that ability to put your own like emojis on stuff. I don't know.
Yeah,
I don't know.
My number one answer, I think I responded. I didn't. I oftentimes go back in my text and I'm like, sorry, everybody, I'm back.
Adrian, do you have any thought on this?
I would send one last, I'd try to reach out one last time to confirm if it feels like it's been a couple of weeks and no one's saying anything. Do it one last time if it's that important to you, if you cherish these friends so much. And then if that leads to nothing, then the message has been sent.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, all you can do.
Yeah.
And are you being pushed out of the group?
No.
I don't think so. Here's where if you do find out that they're meeting up without you.
Devastating.
We didn't know. We didn't think you'd come or whatever. Okay, that might be a message.
Devastating if it is.
Yeah, and it sucks. It sucks a lot. Because what did you do? Nothing.
No.
You're good people. Mm-hmm. And, you know, everything's fine.
Yeah. Yeah, that would suck. But generally, once you've been girlfriends like that for a long time, it's a sisterhood. You're not, like, slashing each other like that.
Ashley has thoughts.
So it might be a problem with their phone carrier because everything, it goes all through text, right? If one person has an Android, then it all goes through text. And I had an issue with my... I was not able to send any text out and the phone carrier couldn't figure out what it was, but it eventually fixed itself. But it might be something like that where it's not even going through.
Yeah.
Dang. Yeah.
Like we were talking about a minute ago.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I'm going to go with that then.
Yeah, it might not be going through. If not one person, if there's like five of them, it's not going to, one person's going to be respond, right? At least one person.
That's
be like,
how
oh,
I
not,
feel
ignore
too.
The person. It has to be something with their phone because it just, all those people not responding.
And those are your homegirls, like your sisters.
Yeah.
Agree. So, love that answer.
Good stuff, Ash.
That's what it is. Yeah. All right. Thank you.
Thank you, buddy. Thanks, Have Mama. A great day. Bye. Thanks for calling. Yeah, that's got to be the answer.
That's the answer for me.
And a simple, and Adrian, I think you hit that a minute ago, too. I think it's simple where, hey, you guys getting these?
Hello, anybody there?
Test.
Yeah. Anyone
test?
Home?
Or maybe call one of your, or call one of the girls. Call her.
Yeah.
And
just hey, go did look you see?
At, yeah, I've been sending a text. I think there's something wrong. Now, what sucks is then when they go, no, I saw.
Yeah, we saw it all. Just didn't feel like it.
And then, yeah, and then, yeah, it's kind of like your friends turn into Benson Boone. Listen to this.
I'm sorry I'm here for someone
else. I'm here for someone else.
The Jeff Buchanan Show.
I laugh all the way to work. Listening to them, laughing with them.
They're always playing a song I like.
Makes me happy.
98.5 KLUC.
Relationship Rehab's got people fired up now. A bunch of friends won't respond in a group text thread.
Mm-hmm.
It's happened a few times to Tina in Far Hills. 702 day drinks or brunch for Juneteenth tomorrow, mm-hmm. or maybe happy hour tonight since you don't got to work tomorrow.
Yeah.
Crickets. So the thought is the text might not be going through.
Right.
Somehow, some way, after all this time, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to the Chet Buchanan Show, Hot Chick Val. Oh my goodness.
Oh my God. So good to be back. I'm so sorry I went radio silent when I went to night shift. So
not acceptable.
Sorry.
Oh no, we get it.
Yeah, that's understandable.
I love you. I love you.
Yeah, I got to be honest. If they didn't make us get up at 3 o'clock in the morning, I'd probably never listen to morning radio either. You know what I mean? If I was, I'd probably sleep until 10. Okay, so what do you think about this?
Okay, so two things that happened to me. One, it was a group text that was actually for work. So when I wasn't getting through, I thought, okay, work can't ghost me. I realized the boss had started a new chain. So whoever started the chain, if they start a new chain, maybe they add someone or drop someone for whatever reason, they forget to add you. This went on for weeks. They just forgot to add me until I just reached out and said, hey, I don't know what you guys are talking about in this meeting.
Mm.
So they could have started a new one and forgot.
They're on the other chain.
Yes, and exactly. And they're thinking she's ghosting them. They think she's, you know, dropped
That's
out.
Hilarious.
Tina, they think you're a B, but not for the reason that you think. Not for the reason you think.
And one other. I'm an Android person, and everyone at work is an Apple person. So what happens is it's not whether you're Android or Apple, it's the text messaging service because I get when they do the love and the thumbs up, it sends the entire message to me again on my phone and it says so-and-so has done this.
Yep.
But
annoying.
Now but that's when I had Verizon messaging. Now it switched to Google messaging and I can do all the thumbs up and heart emojis and I get the same thing they do as if it's an Apple phone. So it's the messaging service that changed it for me.
Yeah.
So
makes sense.
Yeah. You're brilliant as always.
Yep.
Yeah.
Oh,
that's why we miss you when you're not here.
I know.
Cause you always
I'm come there in spirit.
Yeah.
Thank you.
And we love you just the same. Go get some rest.
Thank you.
Bye, babe.
Yeah. So Tina, I think we're good. Are we good? I think we're good.
Yeah.
I think we're fine.
Solved.
Hey, by the way, I should have asked Hot Chick Val if she's going to be able to come to 702 day. Oh, she has to be there.
Listen to us.
Yeah. 702 day, 2 weeks from today at Whiskey Stadium across from Allegiant. Give us, I don't know, less than 10 minutes. We'll give you full details.
The Jeff Buchanan Show.
I wake up with them every morning. When I first wake up, they tell me what's going on here.
98.5 KLUC.
Have you noticed all the weirdness coming out of Salt Lake City lately?
No.
There's something going on. Have you ever been to Salt Lake City?
Never. And I'm only familiar now because of the Secret Lives of Mormon Wives in my Swig drinks.
I know all about it now.
Yeah, I'm a
professional. Of course, Salt Lake. I practically live there because of Mormon Wives, blah, blah, blah. I lived there for about a year and a half.
Wow. Yeah,
it was a while ago. It was the 90s.
Mm-hmm.
That joint's a freak show.
No.
It just is. No, because you got people who are LDS,
or
Mormon,
mm-hmm.
and there's that element. Everybody always thinks they know. You know what I mean? Like when people come to Vegas and they go, well, everybody works in a casino. And, and when they fly over, like when they, when you're looping around to land at the airport.
Yep.
I still feel weird saying Harry Reid. I want to say McCarran.
Forever I will.
When you loop around kind of out by the lake and you come back in over Lake Las Vegas and Cadence and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
And then there's always somebody who looks out the window and goes, that's where all the casino workers, that's the housing.
Yeah.
Like we get free housing or something.
Yeah. Thanks, guy.
Whatever it is. So yeah, everybody always thinks they know about Vegas.
Sure.
Same thing. I think everybody thinks they know about Salt Lake City.
Mm-hmm.
So yes, there's the Mormon influence and that part's great. There's also the other side. This is not LDS at all. Guys like me, when they were living there, that was like, okay, this is funky. And then you got people in the middle who are LDS, but they don't practice.
Mm-hmm.
They call them Jack Mormon.
Oh yeah, right.
And those folks wild out. I'm just saying. Mm-hmm. They got weird laws and, stuff like that. Lately, there's just been nuttiness in Salt Lake. Case in point, a guy in Salt Lake out having lunch with a friend on Saturday. Out of nowhere, his buddy attacks him, puts him in a chokehold, and tries to stab him with a wooden stake.
Oh, my God.
The attacker was a gentleman, 24 years old, named Jose Perez. The reason that he did it makes us think that he might have a little mental health quirk or two.
Right.
Or that he thinks Twilight was real.
You think?
Because he pulled out the wooden stake, which had a nail in it, by the way.
Oh, my God.
Not silver. Duh, this isn't going to work. Told the guy that he was going to stab him in the heart because he was a werewolf.
Oh, my God.
The guy got away. Jose wasn't able to stab him.
No way, Jose.
Then Jose...
Mm-mm. Mm-mm.
Take it back.
I'm taking it back.
Say you're sorry.
I'm sorry.
Jose stole his backpack, stole the werewolf's backpack, and ran off. It's not really clear why Jose stole the werewolf's backpack, the alleged werewolf. Maybe he was looking for other werewolf stuff.
Oh.
Like what? Take it back.
Sorry.
Take it back.
I take it back.
Say you're sorry.
I'm sorry.
But yeah, and what would you find? What would be, aha, I knew it. I don't know. What's the werewolf stuff? What are you going to find?
Some research, man.
I don't know. So when the cops caught up with Jose, he still had the bag. They also found Jose had a bunch of rocks in his pocket, which he said were in case his werewolf buddy was going to try and attack him back. He's going to be ready for him.
Yeah, with rocks.
With rocks.
His pocket.
He's facing charges for aggravated robbery. And also for being a total werewolf newbie. Because unless the nail was silver, it wasn't going to work.
Yeah. There.
And we all know, and the stake in the heart is for vampires.
Obviously.
I may have to go back while we've got a little time on Juneteenth. I might have to go back and watch Twilight and see if I missed.
And thank you for bringing awareness to this cause, okay? Like, get it together, werewolves and vamps.
I'm sorry, wait, what?
Nothing, I'm done.
Bring awareness to the possibility of werewolves walking among us.
And vampires.
Especially if you're in Salt Lake.
Yeah.
Well, it all makes sense having lived there.
The Jeff Buchanan Show.
I wake up with them every morning. When I first wake up, they tell me what's going on here.
98.5 KLUC.
You have a crazy neighbor? Because the way this are, almost everybody has that one neighbor who can be a headache, but nobody has a neighbor as crazy as this guy. Do you have a crazy neighbor?
I think I am the crazy neighbor.
I was going to say, if you look around and you realize that you don't have a crazy neighbor, it might be you. I think our neighborhood's pretty chill.
Yeah.
We have some people that are potentially sketchy.
Yes.
But we don't have crazy guy. 72-year-old guy in Florida, shocking, named Samuel Thomas, arrested after calling 911 on his neighbors. He was claiming that somebody was shooting an AR-15 in the roadway.
Oi.
When the cops showed up, they saw family barbecue happening, some kids running around. They asked a bunch of other neighbors. No shooting, not from anybody.
Uh-huh.
The neighbor said that this guy, this Samuel Thomas, had called 911 on them hundreds of times and frequently stops in front of their house to yell obscenities at her and her family. He actually seems to be the nuisance. According to police records, Samuel has made 3,400 calls to 911 this year alone.
Come on.
And within the last 5 years, 16,000 calls to 911.
That's insane.
It's unclear what all the complaining is about, but 647 of the 3,400 calls this year were targeted at the neighbor that was having the barbecue. He's accused them of selling drugs, shooting guns, disorderly conduct, and suspicious activity. It's unclear why the cops have not cut him off from calling, if that's possible.
Yeah.
Samuel was finally arrested for stalking and filing a false report, also charged with resisting arrest because, you know, they came and said, enough is enough. I didn't do anything. And yeah, okay.
You did everything.
Police say there's, in the, probably the most surprising part of this whole thing, police say there's no evidence of any mental health issues. He's just a guy that likes to call 911.
Come on.
He does have a rap sheet, multiple battery convictions, DUI, pot possession, disorderly intoxication. Ooh, what do you got to do to do that? Passing bad checks, violating his probation, and failure to return rented merchandise.
Dude.
But this guy's a menace.
Yeah, this guy needs a friend. He's and not 911.
The Jeff Buchanan Show.
I listen in the mornings.
On 98.5 KLUC.
Hey, it's the more you know. Before we go, before we head out for, and we will celebrate and commemorate Juneteenth.
Yes.
Our company does that, and so we will follow suit, and yeah.
Absolutely.
The human brain's very, very efficient. We have roughly 100 billion neurons in our brain, but our brain uses just 12 watts worth of power, which is less than an average light bulb. Put your own joke in there. About your buddy at work or whatever, just so you get the idea. A typical laptop processor needs about 150 watts.
Yeah.
Again, we need about 12. The world's fastest supercomputers use over 21 million watts for all of their applications. And one AI system simulating a human brain's thought process would require about 2.7 billion watts. Ooh. So, yeah, we're doing pretty good.
Yeah, we are.
I'm sure many of us will nod our heads when we... It is possible to quite literally be allergic to other people.
Yes! Tell me more.
It's possible. I think we're... You know what? That's it. We're done. Good.
That's all we needed to know. Our brains work.
I think it's fine. Our brains are efficient, some more than others. And yeah, you can be allergic to other people.
I love it.
Well, there you go. Follow us on social at 985KLUC. Follow me on social at Chet Buchanan, CHETBUCHANAN. Our good friends at Project 150, we're having our big scholarship luncheon today. A new record, 102 scholarships being handed out today. Very excited about that. Adrian, what do you got going?
We are chilling today, but you can follow me on Instagram and TikTok at Heavyweight Radio, plus the Unlikely with Adrian Hernandez podcast available on YouTube. Please subscribe and listen to for free on that always free Odyssey app.
It's funny, I talk about Project 150 like I'm not on the board.
Yeah.
I'm actually hosting the scholarship luncheon. I just didn't really explain that very well.
Yeah, oh, okay, great.
What you got working?
It's my daddy's birthday, so we're going to take him to lunch.
Happy birthday, Rocky G.
Happy birthday, Rocky G. And then I'm playing tonight at Nowhere Lounge, and I've invited him to come and play a tune if he wants for his birthday.
Is that the greatest gift you could give him?
I know. He loves that. So we'll have a good time tonight and vibe out.
Like what time?
8 o'clock.
Yeah. So if you have, oh, easy. That's easy.
Yeah.
Whether you have the day off tomorrow or not.
Yeah, come on.
You can
stay
up till 8. Jeez. God, what are you ready for the home? Listen, be a friend to somebody who needs one today. You never know when you might show up at the right place at the right time. Tell somebody I love you that you haven't told them in a while. And, you know, just try and put some good out there in the world. We love you. God bless you. Thank you so much for listening.
Love you guys.
We'll see you guys on Friday. I need you to be easy.
The Chet Buchanan Show.